Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. That's a good one. I was wondering if I could take you out.
Take you out.
Thank you guys for listening to the show, and welcome to the show. I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Again, thank you guys for listening in. Your call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Today is Free for All Friday. That means the lines are open, so that means it's free for all, which is anybody who wants to call in and talk about whatever they like. I don't care, sports, relationship, work, family. I don't mind. Call into the show. Let's talk. Anyway, like I said, today is Friday, and it's Free for All Friday. I promote the show daily, guys, on Facebook and Twitter. If you have a Facebook account, you can go into your account, go to the top of the page, and type in the search box there. Type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And that way, you'll get updates daily about my show notes, okay? I'm also on Twitter. If you have a Twitter account, you can follow us on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. Okay? And you can follow the show at any time. That way, whether you're on Twitter or Facebook, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? And thank you to you guys that are listening to the show on Blog Talk Radio. I appreciate that as well. Now, a couple of things I want to explain to you guys before we get started. If you call into the show, my phone screen will ask you to press 1 if you want to talk to the host, or just hold on the line if you just want to listen to the show. And if you want to talk to me, if you want to go on the air, please press 1. Because if your phone number shows up on my screen and it's not showing that you want to talk to the host, I'm not going to put you on the air, okay? The only way I'm going to put you on the air is that you ask to be on the air. Some people just want to call in and listen to the show. So do the appropriate thing and press 1 if you'd like to talk to me. All right? Now, and then something else I want to explain real quick, guys. Sorry about this. I'm kind of rambling. But when you call into the show, it's just you and I. You know, forget about the audience and all that. It's just you and I want you guys to be comfortable when you call into the show. It's just like you're calling in and we're talking on the cell phone. Okay? It's just like we're talking on the cell phone. And then it's no big deal. All right? So don't be upset. Don't be afraid to call into the show. Okay? Don't be afraid to call into the show. All right? Now, Free Fall Friday, 818-301-5834. So it's Free Fall Friday, and I don't know really what I want to talk about. There's a couple of things I do want to talk about. One is the World Series. If you guys haven't been following the World Series, it's a great series between two great teams, Detroit Tigers and the San Francisco Giants. Now, the Giants are 2 games to none ahead of Detroit right now, but I think Detroit's going to come back firing in this next game tomorrow night. So watch out for that, guys. If you like baseball, this is the perfect time to watch baseball. The World Series, the biggest baseball game of all, and it's exciting to me because of the fans. See, I'm a fan man. You know, when the fans are into the game, or the fans are, you know, when you're at home and the fans are into the game, you as a player, it's just exhilarating. I mean, you feel all the juices pumping when you're playing at home and your fans are rooting for you. And that's the way it was last night in San Francisco. I mean, they were hard at work. They were up and they were screaming, and you could hardly hear a thing in there. You know, and with baseball, you really don't need to hear a whole lot. But you know when that strike is called. So if you like baseball, guys, jump in and check out the World Series. It is, and if you understand baseball, you'll understand exactly what they're doing when they do it. And it's exciting to watch. Every pitch, every run is just crucial. Crucial. I mean, so you never know. You never know. And another thing, guys, on a little more serious note, I'm upset by what's going on out there in the media with the Obama and Romney stuff. You know, as things go, they try to, or people try to throw in distractions as we get close to the election. People start to throw in distractions. If you know what I mean, I'll give you an example. Donald Trump has put out, he put out a tweet either Thursday or Wednesday, one or the other. He put out a tweet that he would donate $5 million to Barack Obama's campaign if he released his college notes or writings or whatever. And that's what he tweeted. He tweeted that he'd donate $5 million to Barack Obama's campaign if he released his college memoirs or writings or whatever they asked him for. And that's, you know, that's nothing but a distraction. They're trying to throw out a distraction there to distract you from all the dirt that they're pulling up on Mitt Romney. I mean, this guy got a dirt trail. He's got a closet full of skeletons. I mean, his closet gotta be huge. Because he's got a lot of skeletons that are just dying to get out. And when I mean get out, they're going to dig for them. And they're gonna turn every knob of the house till they find that closet where those skeletons are. It was just like the guy, what's the guy from Atlanta here? Herman Cain. When Herman Cain was trying to get the nomination for the Republican Party, they jumped on him so hard. I mean, he was leading everybody in the, I don't know what you call it, the preliminaries or whatever, before they select who's going to be their representative for the Republican Party. I don't know the technical term for it, but he was leading everybody by, you know, 18, 19 points, which is gigantic. And I think that Herman Cain probably had the best idea, at least, or one of the best ideas that he was running on. I think he had a strong, a stronghold on what needs to be said and done. I mean, it was tremendous. You know, he was talking about something about everybody across the board, no matter you're making $100 million a year or whether you're making $16,000 a year, everybody across the board would pay 9% sales tax, 9% income tax, and 9% luxury tax or something. It was all called 999, the 999 program. And, you know, I like that. Especially the 9% income tax on everybody across the board. That means everybody pay the same amount based on your income. Now, I'm sure people will start, you know, hiding their income and all this kind of jazz. But, you know, if the IRS can watch, then they may know that you made $40 million last year, you reported, and then this year you're reporting $6 million. You know, that's a red flag. But I think that Herman Cain had the best idea, or one of the best ideas of all. And so, but the reason I was talking about him, going back to what I was saying about Romney, is that they stuck the microscope, you know, right in his backside. They put it right there, and they saw all the skeletons and everything that he had. They went and got him, and they told him, "Let's go public with this. Do an interview on national TV." So as soon as all these women start falling out of the woodwork, saying that they had been with Herman Cain, or he had flew them to some conference that he was speaking at, or he was running. This guy was busy, so to speak, with, you know, other women. So they pulled these other women out of the woodwork and went public with them, and all of a sudden, he had to drop out of the race. Poor thing. I know he was saying, "Man, how did they go and get Judy? How did they find Judy? I need to talk to Judy." Judy always told me before that she never, ever, 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 ever turned her back on me. But she shot me down. So did Alicia. And so did Mary. Now, Mary, you know, I was with Mary when she got the phone call. And I told her, I said, "Well, yeah, you do what you have to do. You know, if they're going to give you money to do this, you know, and you're hard for money, then I guess you have to do what you have to do. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I will tell you this, it's going to kill me." But they shut him down. 2 weeks later, he was sending in his resignation, so to speak. He was saying, "All right, y'all got me. I'm done. I'm not spending any more of these folks' money that they've given me. I'm going to walk out of this thing." And, you know, I tell you, I laughed so hard about that. You wouldn't believe it. I spit my side laughing about that stuff. Because they did. They went and found these women and just, you know, put it to them bad. He had to fall out of the race. So that's what I'm saying about, and that's what I'm saying is that, and you know, the throwing abstractions, guys. And if you're not familiar with, you know, politics and how politics work, you know, when they start pulling stuff out on you, you got to turn around and go and find something on them, because you got to throw distractions back and forth. They gonna throw one, you throw one. They throw one, you throw one. And all the way up until the election. Because what's going to happen is going to happen. And what they're doing right now is encouraging everyone to go and vote early. You know why they want you to vote early, though? Because now when you vote early, they say that it's all a secret and all this stuff, and no one knows the numbers. But after early voting, they're going to know the numbers. And what they're going to say is Romney's leading 49 to 48% by early voting standards or whatever. That's what they're going to say. Look out for that. Don't let that hold you back when the vote. Don't let that, you know, put a doubt in your mind and say, Romney's going to win. And I'm going to vote for Obama. I'm not even going to go there. You know, I'm not going to vote because Romney's going to win. No, guys, you still have to go and vote. Please go and vote on election day and vote for your candidate. I don't care if it's Romney. I don't care if it's Obama. But go and vote. And don't let the distractions stop you from going and casting your ballot. Please go and cast your ballot. Now, one other thing for the people in Douglas County that are listening, and believe me, guys, I'm not getting paid to do this. He's not advertising on my show. He's just a great friend of mine. And for people in Douglas County who's going to vote in Douglas County for the new Douglas County Sheriff, I'd like for you guys, and I'm not telling you who to vote for. All I'm saying is go and take a look. Look up this guy and see what he's about, Mr. Derek Broughton. Derek Broughton is running for sheriff this year for Douglas County. And so go and look up his information. He's got a web page and stuff out there. I may have some of his stuff here that I can share with you, or maybe not. But anyway, you can Google him, I guess. Derek Broughton for Douglas County Sheriff, I guess you can put that in, and something should come up. But look for that, and go out and vote, guys, and vote for Derek Broughton. Now, I'm not gonna even talk about the other guy, but the last time he ran against the present sheriff, the incumbent, is I think 2 years ago maybe, and they totally screwed up the voting ballots, and he took them to court. They found them guilty for what they'd done, but anyway, the guy stayed in office. You know, that's some of the trickery stuff right there, but he went, he challenged, and he won. So now this year, because he would have won, he would have won the last time they ran. So this time, next week, you guys need to vote for Derek Broughton for sheriff for Douglas County. I'm not telling you who to vote for, but I'm just saying, go check him. Go check him out. Look him up online. Read about him. See his bio. Read about what he's in. You know what his promises are to the county and all this stuff. He is serious, and I believe he's gonna win this time. Great friend of ours. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Free Fall Friday. Guys, today is also our high school's, isn't it our high school's homecoming? High school homecoming tonight. I won't be there, but they're running it tonight. So, whatever happens, happens. Now I have a caller from the 404 area code. First three digits are 277. And this caller wants to come on there. Hey, caller, you're on the line with Frank Williams. You're live on the Frank Williams Show.
Hey, it's time to go to the homecoming game. How come you're not coming?
I'm busy.
I don't want you. Time to go to the game. We'll see you there. No excuses.
What do you mean?
No excuses. Make it to the game. That's what we're supposed to be.
You're breaking up. I can't hear you. What'd you say?
I'm not breaking up, Frank. It's time to go to the game. There are no excuses.
Hey, y'all going to the game?
Frank Williams, I'm over and I'm out. Have a great, safe weekend. See you.